Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want, so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient, professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/positive.
Here's a special message from Briggs & Riley to every last-minute luggage packer, to those who hate packing around those annoying grooves in the bottom of your suitcase, to the challengers who try to cram a myriad of toothpaste, hairbrushes, and travel-sized shampoo bottles into the outer pockets. Many luggage has tried, and many have failed to accommodate the whim of the overzealous overpacker. Now there is a true sophisticated challenger. Briggs & Riley's perfect packing solution offers several casual, sophisticated collections that reflect the way we live and travel today. Their iconic outsider handle provides optimal capacity and flat packing inside. And only Briggs & Riley luggage has CX compression expansion technology, which increases capacity in the same size suitcase. The premium extra-wide garment panels help create additional compression to prevent shifting and wrinkling, so you can add more in a smaller space. And to the luggage handler who's extra hard on your luggage, Briggs & Riley will repair your luggage free of charge. No proof of purchase necessary. Clothes, waiters, and careless carriers, your match has been met. Visit Briggs-Riley.com for Briggs & Riley luggage.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And I am coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody locked in all over North America on the free Odyssey app, your local affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158, and even people on a smart speaker. What are those stupid things called? Those Alexa things and Google this and Google that. Don't worry about it. Artificial intelligence will be running your life any day now. Hopefully much longer than that. But anyway, I'm going to be hanging out with you for one more hour. Thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's holding it down from New York City. There is no show without you. We've had a lot of baseball focus tonight. And a lot of it hasn't been about the All-Star game. It's been about a guy who hasn't played in about 15 years. It's been about Barry Bonds. It's been about Pete Rose. Two legends of the game. Two of the greatest dudes to ever step out onto a diamond. And they've got a lot of attention before and after this game. And I just know it's going to bleed into tomorrow as well. Maybe the next few days, especially as the season gets ready to get kicking again. Now, actually on the baseball diamond, tonight up in Seattle, the National League beat the American League. The final score was 3-2. The National League can thank Elias Diaz from the Colorado Rockies for his two-run home run in the eighth inning to basically go out there and win them the game. A matter of fact, I want you to listen to that home run. This is courtesy of Fox Sports.
2-2 to Diaz. Is hit in the air to deep left field. Back it goes. Elias Diaz puts the National League in front. At 32 years old in his All-Star debut, a go-ahead home run.
Craig Kimbrell went on the mound in the ninth inning. He walked two dudes, including Julio Rodriguez. He struck out Jose Ramirez to close out the game. And this was the final call from Fox.
Two on, two out, and a 2-2 pitch. Ramirez swings and misses. Kimbrell slams the door. The National League's finally back on top. Its first All-Star game win since 2012.
What I was waiting to see after the game, I knew Elias Diaz would end up with the MVP trophy. I wanted to know who was going to present it to him. Was it going to be Rob Manfred? Was he going to step out onto the field to get booed? The answer is no. Was it going to be Ken Griffey Jr.? No. Edgar Martinez and Ken Griffey, they threw out the ceremonial first pitches. The guy who handed out the MVP award wasn't going to be booed. It's Cal Ripken. Listen to this.
I was very honored to win this award in 2001 right here in Seattle in my last All-Star game. And I'm equally honored to be here tonight to present the MVP of this game's award to Elias Diaz.
Yeah, and Elias Diaz, man, he didn't expect to be here. This is his first at-bat in an All-Star game as the catcher representing the Rockies, and he hit a home run. And afterwards, both he and his translator, or through his translator, he talked about how important this moment was, and, man, they asked him about his mama, and he almost started to cry. Listen.
Just a lot of emotions. You know, I really was kind of caught up in the moment, but I was overwhelmed by my emotions. You know, I'd never really thought I'd be in this position, you know, in my career. But to be able to contribute to the win and be the MVP, that's something really special. Incredibly special for me, you know, to have her here. A lot of emotions with everything that we've been through, all the sacrifices that she made for me. It was really special to have her here for me.
Good for him. And the All-Star game is over. Shohei Ohtani walked and struck out, and it wasn't a whole lot going on. It was a good game, I'll tell you, but it didn't have the bump and the juice that we talked about last night. And so there's been a lot of news surrounding the game. Maybe someone should tell Rob Manfred not to hold press conferences before the All-Star game. Maybe he should hold them days after, like when the games get ready to roll. And I get it. People are asking him about Pete Rose. It's like, hey, Rob Manfred, hey, is Pete Rose, now that Major League Baseball is so heavily involved in gambling, is Pete Rose going to be reinstated? Rob Manfred's answer, no. Like, Pete Rose broke the biggest rule in baseball, not to gamble, and no, we ain't reinstating him. So that was a nice thing to share before the All-Star game, a nice distraction. And then the one we've been talking about comes from Barry Bonds, or came from Barry Bonds, who basically let everybody know that he feels that he's been punished double time by not going into the Hall of Fame. 10 years of eligibility. 10 years of being shot down. And if Barry Bonds is to go into the Hall of Fame, it won't be at the hands of the sports writers. It's going to be via one of these committees. And the earliest he can now go in is 2026. And so Barry Bonds hasn't played since 2007. And here tonight on MLB All-Star night, Barry Bonds is a big topic of conversation. It's just what it is. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I want to remind you of one of the points that he made, or maybe several of them, that he made on the Hollywood Swinging podcast that features Jerry Hairston Jr. And one of those points made by Barry Bonds, it was pretty simple. It was just, I don't know why I'm getting punished twice by not getting in the Hall of Fame. I feel like I was punished when I played. Listen to Barry.
Major League Baseball, and let's get this clearly and straight, had a rule and has rules, okay? Whether they were broken or not broken, there were rules, some rules. My era, there was no rules. In the era they changed the rules in 2003 or 2004, whenever the rules started to change, there was rules. There are some people that were convicted of those rules during the case of those rules. Well, Major League Baseball said, if you did X, you were suspended for X, right? The athlete was suspended for X. That means he missed time in baseball. He was punished for that. His numbers still are the same for based on what he's accomplished. That does not prevent him from the other part of the, for getting into the Hall of Fame. It has nothing to do with it. If Major League Baseball has punished you for whatever mistakes you made, whether you hit a pitcher, hit a person, you missed 5 games, or was performing enhancing drugs, you missed 50 games, or whatever that is, Major League Baseball already punished you for those stints. Why is the Hall of Fame punishing you? Doesn't make sense. It makes zero sense. that you're being double punished for something that you've already been punished for.
Oh, man. This is the same Barry Bonds I mentioned this last hour, who in 2016 said that I was a dumbass in how I treated people. And that how, you know, everything that's happened is a result of me. And now here he is in 2023, a couple of years older. Just kind of, I guess, sitting around scratching his head. And why not? Barry Bonds is pushing 60 years old. Congratulations to him. He's studying Brazilian jiu-jitsu now, so that's a nice art form for him to pick up. But I just think he needs to look in the mirror. Not look to his left or look to his right. Not to think about David Ortiz or think about, you know, a racist in the Hall of Fame or think about some of the cheaters. Just look in the mirror. That's it. Like, why when something is wrong or someone has done wrong or been wrong, why is it looking at somebody else who did wrong and go, well, they did. What about you? Focus on you. 855-212-4CBS. Al is here from Virginia. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, yes, sir. Hey, JR. When he says he was doubly punished, JR, what was the first time how was he
gated? Hello, Al?
Hello, can you hear me?
Well, you didn't say anything. I hear you loud and clear.
Okay, yes, sir. Who did the athlete that Bond say, could you understand who he was talking about? Didn't he say someone was suspended? I couldn't understand him.
Oh, my God. No, he didn't specifically name names, no.
Oh, okay. So he's not, JR, being left out of the Hall of Fame because of integrity or character. It was because he obviously cheated and took performance enhancing supplements. What I think is kind of interesting that his records still count, correct?
That is where within lies a very, very fine line. Because as this man, and you will hear it in a second, not from me, but you will hear it from Barry Bonds as it relates to any of his steroid usage or non-usage, him going to court in the Balco scandal. He never quote-unquote officially got popped. I'll tell you this. He was found guilty for obstruction of justice, which is basically lying. But that same jury could not conclude whether or not Bonds lied about knowingly using performance-enhancing drugs during his career. And so I don't think it takes a rocket scientist to figure out or surmise that Barry Bonds at some point utilized some type of performance-enhancing drug. In the clip that you just heard, Barry Bonds was very clear in saying, hey, there were things that were legal but not legal when I played, and they switched this up. He basically said that, okay, well, it wasn't a rule at the time, or it wasn't a rule the whole time, and thus I should not be punished for it. We can read the writing on the wall, and there are a lot of legalities that we can go through, and we know innocent until proven guilty. We all know that. But we also know that just because someone isn't found guilty in a courtroom, that doesn't mean that they should absolutely be absolved from whatever they're being accused of. I give you a different example, and thank you, Al, for calling from Virginia. I mean, today, for instance, you have someone like Alvin Kamara. Alvin Kamara, he beat a guy up in Vegas. Okay, if you or I beat a guy up in Vegas, there's a good chance that I'd be locked up. They basically came to a plea deal with him where he's going to have to pay out of pocket this guy's medical expenses. He has to do community service. They're allowing him to do the community service out in New Orleans as opposed to Vegas. But despite everything taking place with his legal issues, Alvin Kamara can still face a punishment from the NFL. Okay? It doesn't matter. This is like Ja Morant. And for whatever reason, a lot of people were conflicted about this. It doesn't matter what Ja Morant was charged with, not charged with, went to court for, didn't go to court for, crime, no crime. He was guilty of making mistakes that his employer would punish him for. Very simple. It's not a complicated thing to understand. So in the case of Barry Bonds, okay, his steroid test wasn't emailed, faxed, or posted in every hospital, every doctor's office across America going, this guy cheated. But you didn't have to take a rocket scientist to look through some of the cyclings on and off from the Balco scandal. You didn't have to look at some of the inconsistencies with the court and the trial. You didn't have to look at Barry Bonds physically just to go, wait a minute. All of this adds up to something fishy went on here. And so listen to Barry Bonds, not me. Listen to Barry Bonds about what bothers him about not getting into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, does it bother you? Sure. I'm human. I'm not some wall sitting up here, don't care. Sure, it bothers you. But at the same time, I also don't know who I am. And, you know, the thing is that, you know, people have to understand something, is that the fact of is that I was vindicated. I went to the court, I was in federal court, and I won my case 100%. Where is the vindication of me in my own sport? That's what bothers me.
Okay. Well, what else bothers you, Barry Bonds? What about this vindication? What about you calling yourself a dumbass a few years ago, but now saying that your relationship with the media is repaired? So what, do you want a cookie now?
Obviously, they don't like me. That's fine. Okay. We don't like each other. I love you now. I mean, we don't like each other at times. It's fine. I'm a lot older, mature, more better for it now than I was back then. But when you go to court, what's the court? Is the media our judge and jury, or is true facts of what goes on in one's life? I was vindicated. I was convicted of obstruction of justice of a sentence that was overturned. Not for anything else, a sentence. Rambling is what they called it. And I appealed that charge and I won. I'm not under federal. I'm not a criminal of any kind. I'm not anything. Major League Baseball, the records are still there. You know, and I try to tell everybody this. I mean, it doesn't matter who you are. And I don't care if they want to judge athletes on performing enhancing drugs or not. It doesn't matter.
Look, bro, just look at yourself and look what you created. That's it. That's it. Who else is the biggest name besides you and Roger Clemens? You athletes? Who are we talking about? We're talking about you. I don't see this going on in the Basketball Hall of Fame up in Springfield. If I got to go out into Canton, there isn't so much conversation. They feel like they're letting anybody and their mother in, but it's not so much based around drugs. It's really you, man. It's you. Get over it. Call Pete Rose or something. I don't know. Have a therapy group.
That'd be a good podcast.
What, Pete Rose and Barry Bonds?
Yes.
Yeah, well, it'd get numbers. What would you call it?
The Outcasts.
Yeah, call it The Outcasts. It's just a shame, man. And I don't got no... Listen, I don't look at the Hall of Fame as the end-all, be-all of the world. If they put Barry Bonds in, I'd be like, all right, fine, whatever. It ain't changing my life. But I certainly understand, man. Like, bruh, you did it. Now, nobody else you did it. And it's not a matter of whether or not you were found guilty, whether you went to prison, whether you got suspended, whether there's a whole line and list of eligibility or candidates that you want, or just qualities, I should say, that you want from candidates. And when you have to sum it all up, it's not just about a trial. It's not just about a drug schedule. It's not just about being vindicated. It's your entire career, bro. In the latter portion of your career, for exciting as it was and fun as it was to watch, it was also, it was tough. Let me say this one more time. Voting shall be based on the player's record, playing ability, integrity, sportsmanship, character, and contributions to the team on which the player played. And you want to know who voted on this? The writers. The ones that Barry Bonds treated like crap. Make it make sense. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. I'll get to more of your calls. I just told you about Alvin Kamara. You'll hear his issue on the other side. His a little bit more legal, a little bit more present. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
First off, I just want to say mad respect for your show. You always got a lot of good points. I agree with a lot of things you say.
I just want to say I love your show. Me and my grandpa listen to it every night.
I needed a JR fix tonight, and I'm glad that you're on.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. You know, I mentioned legal issues. I want you to hear the updated news on Alvin Kamara and his issue in Vegas last year. We'll hear that momentarily. I do, before I move on, I want to let you know about the Defensive Player of the Week. Proudly sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly serves the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Their members are their mission. You can learn more at NavyFederal.org. I told you about the Major League Baseball All-Star Game tonight. National League coming out on top. The final score, 3-2. Elias Diaz of the Colorado Rockies walking away with the MVP, hitting a two-run home run in the eighth. But the Defensive Player of the Week is someone who had a big play to start the game, helping out Gerrit Cole. His name, Randy Arozarena. Not only did he put on a nice show in the home run derby on Monday night, but he also had a very big play to help start the game off that saved Gerrit Cole's ass. There were two big catches that helped him out. Take a listen to this one. This is Randy Arozarena robbing Freddie Freeman in the first inning. This is on Fox.
Cole's 1-2 to Freeman is popped down the left field line towards the corner. Arozarena to the wall. He makes the catch. What a way to begin the Midsummer Classic. One great catch in right, one great catch in left. Arozarena doesn't waste any time.
And there you have it. And so because it's the All-Star game, I'm just giving him the whole Defensive Player of the Week. Forget the night, forget the day, just of the whole week. And there was some positivity surrounding baseball. The game was fun. It wasn't just all, no, Pete Rose isn't being reinstated and angry Barry Bonds. But speaking of just legal issues, you might recall Alvin Kamara, he punched a guy. He beat up a guy last year. He was arrested right after the Pro Bowl in 2022 in Vegas. I have been to this club. I don't know if I'll ever go back in life, and maybe I will. It's called Dreas, and it's a rooftop party, big event. Pool is upstairs, banquets, stage, all of this stuff. And you basically got one way in and one way out. And it's elevators, unless you want to take the stairs, which would take quite some time to go down. I've had to take the stairs because of an incident, so I'm very familiar. And Alvin Kamara, reportedly along with a couple of buddies, he punched out a guy that he thought was assaulting his group, or at least, harassing his group, or trying to get onto the elevator. Well, that situation has finally been put to rest. We didn't know if Alvin Kamara was going to be charged with assault, etc., on and on and on. Well, here, this is News 8 in Las Vegas. They gave an update on what's going on with Alvin Kamara.
We have another breaking story. NFL running back Alvin Kamara is taking a plea deal that will keep him out of jail in an assault case inside a hotel. The beating was outside of a nightclub in February of 2022. Kamara pleaded no contest to a misdemeanor charge of breach of peace. His sentence will be 30 hours of community service, a $500 fine, and more than $100,000 in restitution to the victim. The other three people charged, including fellow NFL player Christopher Lemons, all took similar deals, including $100,000 each. There is still a civil lawsuit.
It's still a civil lawsuit, and I believe that that's in the process of being settled if it hasn't been settled already. And keep this in mind. This happened the night before the Pro Bowl in 2022. This took place, I believe, on a Saturday night, Saturday evening. Alvin Kamara participated on Sunday in the Pro Bowl, and after the Pro Bowl, he got arrested all in Vegas. And so you want to talk about things that stay in Vegas, what happens in Vegas stays there. Alvin Kamara's had to deal with this for the better part of a year. And he played last season. Played 15 games, put up his numbers, almost 900 yards rushing, had another 500 yards receiving. A typical Alvin Kamara year. And did he have all the scores? No. And he's not out of the woods when it comes down to any potential punishment from the NFL. Is he going to get a game? Is he going to get two games? I have no idea, because we certainly know that when it comes to the NFL, there is no pretty much template for suspensions, even though Roger Goodell no longer acts as judge, jury, and executioner, at least publicly. He still has the last word. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Oh, this should be fun. Ahmed is calling from Houston. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
All right. Greetings. I have a point that I want to finish. I didn't get to finish last night, and I would like to just finish that real quick, and then I have a quick question. And that my point was, as I was stating about the HBCU issue, well, you know, with Ken Griffey being involved with the HBCU All-Star Classic, in his own words, he said he was involved with that so that HBCU student athletes could get exposure. Just like I was saying, when you had that 10-year or thereabout 10 years where those student athletes were denied the opportunity to even play or attend school on a scholarship, when you had especially Caucasians taking spaces or spots where school that was designed for them to attend because of what we have been going through. Like I said, there's a cause and an effect, and when you have a cause and an effect, it also gives rise to a cause of action. And any of those who were deprived, oh, they do have a cause of action, you know.
Ahmed.
Yeah.
It would take I think us an hour to break down, you know, everything that you're saying. Hey, you do you use email?
Not really, no.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say this would be much easier if you emailed it and I could break it down and then we could have a discourse online. But you started off your conversation last night by saying that there was a conspiracy, which certainly led me to just say, hey, this is ridiculous. What is your question? What is your question to me?
My question is still about baseball. I would like to, if I may, be able to call you back and we could maybe dialogue about, I have a disagreement with you on World Baseball Classic.
Wait a minute.
You know, and I would have to explain it to you, huh?
Ahmed, wait a minute.
Yes, yes.
What day is it? Hey, Shep, what's today?
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Okay, it's Tuesday. What month are we in?
We're mid-July. Now, technically, Ahmed and JR, it is Wednesday on the East Coast. Our time, it is Wednesday.
Well, no, you're doing too much, Shep.
Yeah.
What month is it?
It is mid-July.
Okay. Hold on, Ahmed. Hey, Marco Belletti, what time of year is it?
I call myself Manny Rodriguez,
yes.
But
it's Manny. Yeah, Manny's in. Sorry, Manny. Manny, what month is it?
Mid-July, just like Shep said.
When was the World Baseball Classic?
March?
Yes.
I think the last time I spoke about the World Baseball Classic might have been March. Thank you, guys. I just wanted confirmation. Hold on a second. Ahmed.
Yes.
It's July. I just got confirmation from my coworkers here. You're calling me about something that we haven't discussed since March. Did you say you disagreed with me about something about the World Baseball Classic?
Well, you made your comment.
Wait, hold on. Ahmed.
Okay.
I haven't. The World Baseball Classic hasn't come out of my mouth since March. You disagree with me about something I said in March, and you're calling me in July? Yes?
Well, I'm calling when I can get in. I've tried before.
Well, where have you been? March, April,
well,
May.
Where have you been for four or five months? You ain't been talking about baseball. You've been talking about basketball and everything else.
Because it's actually relevant. I'm not going to talk about the Super Bowl in, I don't know, August 1. Can you ask the question in one sentence?
Okay, well, I can say it like this. But now, it really ain't doing any good, but still. World Baseball Classic does have a big meaning, especially to international athletes.
Yeah, I know.
You know, where it means more to them than the money that they make over here.
No. That's a statement. What's your question to me?
No, I said my question was, could I call you back? Because I knew. No.
Don't call me back to talk about the World Baseball Classic until the next one comes around, or until there's actually news surrounding it.
Well,
Ahmed, in 2 weeks from now, I'm going to talk about NFL training camp. Please, don't call me about the NBA All-Star game unless Adam Silver says we're just going to eliminate it. I don't smoke, but I might have to start. I might have to.
Is the Australian Open off limits?
Oh, my God. No, I don't want to talk about Wimbledon. Talk to me about, I don't know.
At least that's going on now.
Not the Australian Open.
No, I hear that. I mean, if someone mentioned the U.S. Open, for example, like on the women's side, at least
WBC?
Recently, yeah, at least.
Four months ago? Oh, my God.
If I think maybe Ahmed was referring to the hangover that was supposed to happen because of the bursting of the scene of Shohei Ohtani and the showdown with Mike Trout.
No.
Maybe. I'm trying to give him a little bit of the benefit of the doubt on why he's bringing that up now.
That's a massive stretch. Yes. He said because there's no baseball. I've been talking about basketball and football. Well, maybe that's because the NBA playoffs were going on.
In fairness, I've been here for the last 4 months as well with you, JR. You have talked plenty of baseball as well.
Oh, well, thanks.
It has not been decrepit in terms of lack of content
for baseball
and JR Sport Brief.
Yeah, but I would say that, hey, the NBA Finals is here. I'm not going to talk about the World Baseball Classic. I'm not going to talk about the St. Louis Cardinals when you got a guy putting up, I don't know, Wilt Chamberlain numbers. Come on now.
I will say, Ahmed he's very passionate about his positions, though. I respect that about him.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Maybe he can call me when I'm actually talking about that thing.
Oh, he will.
You think he missed this one?
Well, I don't. He's not gonna miss the next one. I have faith in Ahmed.
World Baseball Classic was in March. It's July. Hold on, here he is. I'm not gonna do. Ahmed, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm back on.
Yeah, you're live on the radio. Or the whole world can hear you. Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Are you good?
Okay.
Are we? Are we clear?
Well, you know, I hope you're having fun. You know, I hope you're having fun.
Oh, I do. I have fun every day. No, yeah, but I'm just making sure that you understand, like, no, I don't want to talk about the World Baseball Classic.
Well, if you're talking about baseball, it's baseball. That's all I'm saying. Is that what's the problem with bringing up the World Baseball Classic and it's baseball? You're talking baseball. I didn't get a chance before. Just like I said, when I tried to call in once.
I'm talking about the All-Star game. We've been talking about Barry. We're talking about things that are newsworthy. You called, and it's not like you said you calling to talk baseball. You said I disagree with something that you said in March. I am having fun. Go ahead, Ahmed.
And then I'm going to bring it up. Like I said, definitely not doing when you're not really talking about it.
Okay. So
you're not talking about.
Are we clear? Are we done with the World Baseball Classic?
Well, if I can make this last comment, you want to hear from me. You know, my last comment is that Afro descendants, U.S. born Afro descendants, need to represent themselves not only in baseball and track and field. We need to represent ourselves. All that we win will be for ourselves, for us. Just like they take pride in what they do to other international athletes, that's what we need to be doing. Instead of kissing people behind, we had our own Negro League, which took baseball around the world and took it globally. That's where they got it from. They didn't get it from Major League Baseball.
Okay.
They got it from the Negro League players in the Negro League.
All right,
they took it international.
Okay. Thank you, Ahmed.
Yeah, all right.
All right, good night. There we have it. Everything is solved.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Kane is in the building.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I just want to start off by saying you're one of the best in the game, man. I really enjoy listening to the show.
I love the show. I discovered it last year when there was actually no sports going on, and I'm loving it ever since.
I genuinely love your show. Your takes are great. I may not agree with all of them, but they're on point.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Yeah, just make sure you call and disagree with me on something I said 3 years ago. Or maybe 3 months ago. That's fine, too. I still don't know what Ahmed disagreed with me on in the World Baseball Classic. I couldn't tolerate anymore. Looking at Twitter, Tommy Sands tweets me, at JR Sport Brief, and also Shep, too, the Good Shepherd _. I have a few points from 2022 I'd like to make after Ahmed hangs up. Thanks. Sure, why not? Just call me about something I said 3 years ago. Hey, Shep, I've been here 3 full years and what, 3 months now, right?
Sounds about right to me. Just the CBS alone.
Just CBS. Three years and 3 months, give or take, yeah. Good for me. And Shep, how long have we been here? A year and a half? 2 years? I don't know.
Close to 2 years now, yeah. Flies, man.
Two years and when? September? October?
January.
January. Wait a minute. We do different math here. It will be 2 years this coming January.
Yes, but I was also, when you started, I was also with you for a few shows as well. So.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. No problem.
This is back in 2020 now.
You're right. COVID time. Yeah. What a time that was, right?
Yes, it was.
What a time.
Hope we never go back to that.
2023.
Yeah. Yes.
I can't wait for somebody to call me from WFAN and tell me something I said about, I don't know, who's a Knicks coach? A Fizdale, right?
Yeah, that's right. He didn't last long, though.
I'm sure I said something about Fizdale years ago. I'll be awaiting that call. Anyway, there's so much that we still have to get into. And I've been gone, or I was gone, for the better part of a week and a half. I came back last Thursday, and now I'm here. We got a top six list for you tomorrow night, Wednesday night, of course, into Thursday morning. The NBA is implementing some new rules for this upcoming season surrounding flopping. So that should be cool. both the NBA and Major League Baseball. They are talking expansion, and so we'll get into that tomorrow. We got a bunch of cities that deserve teams. Adam Silver is talking about Seattle, and obviously Vegas is going to get a team. It's almost the de facto home for the NBA right now, Las Vegas. So we're going to talk about that tomorrow. And then we've even had, and it's not news, it's just being dragged out. James Harden still wants out of Philadelphia. Just makes you want to shake your head. Damian Lillard is still a Blazer. God knows what other MLB news will drop tomorrow. Maybe Rob Manfred won't have a press conference. It's just a nutty world that we live in. Hey, Shep, did you hear anything tonight? Did anything pique your interest before we get out of here?
For me personally, I would just say, besides Ahmed, for me personally,
he's mad at us. He's gonna be mad at us, man.
Right.
It's okay though.
As long as Rob Manfred is talking about Pete Rose, he doesn't have to talk about the crappy time he has had as commissioner. And I just think this is something that old baseball heads really appreciate about Rob Manfred, because they believe Pete Rose did the sacrilegious thing of betting on the sport. But yet, enough is enough. Like, Rob Manfred, if you really want to do right by this sport, just put Pete Rose into Cooperstown, for God's sakes. And look, have any kind of sign, have a you know, like a reclamation project talking about betting. Like, do anything you can to acknowledge what Pete Rose did, but give him his day in the sun for what he did as a player. It doesn't make any sense to me to this day why an 82-year-old man is not in the Hall of Fame and he is the baseball's hit king.
Yeah, I don't think he can give him that free ticket into the Hall, but I do agree with you. He can certainly be utilized while he still has breath in his lungs to be an ambassador at positively for the game, especially the direction of which is going. And so, yeah, what else is new? Major League Baseball just dropping a ball on an opportunity. He'd be a living example of what not to do as baseball ventures into the betting world that everyone is in right now. Good point, Shep. Listen, folks, I'm about to shut up. I'm going to be back tomorrow at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. If you missed any portion of the show, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app, or you can find me online at JR Sport Brief. I'm certainly there as well if you want to holler at me while I'm gone. As I mentioned, we're going to hit you with a new top six list tomorrow. We're going to look at some expansion sites and cities. Major League Baseball is ultimately thinking about some new cities. Same thing for the NBA. It's going to take a few years. We'll get into that tomorrow. The JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio is a wrap. Thank you to everybody listening all across North America. Thank you to Shep. I am done. I am gone. I will catch you tomorrow. But don't move, because here, Amy Lawrence is coming up next.
You realize we spend a third of our life sleeping? I know, stuck in traffic was a good guess too, but now that you know you sleep so much, why aren't you sleeping on the most comfortable mattress arguably made in America? A brand new iComfort Eco by Serta. It's supportive and designed to keep you cool, comfortable, and feeling restored. Or check out Serta's Perfect Sleeper for pressure-relieving comfort and support while maintaining a balanced temperature. Serta mattresses, made right here in Michigan, and they have been for over 110 years. Go to Serta.com. Find a retailer near you. That's Serta.com.
9 out of 10 women feel pressured to conform to unspoken hair rules.
To fit in the picture, you have to change your hair.
Your curls are only acceptable if they're perfect.
I don't see anything that tells you to embrace your gray.
People show up with different hair. We should celebrate that.
Let's embrace the beauty of all hair. New Dove Love Your Hair Collection is gentle and sulfate-free with customized skincare ingredients. To love your silver, love your waves, love your curls. Love the hair that makes you, you.
And I think that's beautiful.
New Dove Love Your Hair.
Summer's always the perfect time to invite your friends and family over for a backyard barbecue. And when you're looking to make your get-together a little better for you, Beyond Meat has you covered. Beyond's products are delicious, simple to cook, and can be added into so many different meals. It's seriously that easy. Like the new Beyond sausages, available in hot Italian style or brat. They're packed with protein, have that true meaty flavor, and sizzle great on the grill, just like you're used to. Plus, they're made with simple, plant-based ingredients that you can feel good about. And the best part? Your friends may not even be able to tell. Look for the new Beyond Sausage, now with new meatier taste, at your local store. For great recipes and where to buy Beyond Sausage, go to beyondmeat.com. And get ready to summer better with Beyond.